Part 1. You'll hear a man, David, being interviewed about his life as a professional footballer.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand. And we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course, I dream of that from time to time. But I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully, in a couple of years, we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
Now listen again.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand. And we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course, I dream of that from time to time. But I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully, in a couple of years, we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
Now turn to part 2. You will hear a woman talking about tours of historic houses in the south of England. For each question, filling the missing information in the numbered space.
Good afternoon. I'm going to tell you about the three tours we are currently organising to historic houses in southern England. Mystery surrounds the exact origins of South Elmham House, although it is known to date back to the 13th century when it was built by the bishops of Norwich, but was remodelled by several rich lords in the 16th century. It also contains some of the oldest wall paintings in the country, which suggests a very wealthy family once lived here. On the grounds there is also the ruins of a small Norman church. Tours include walking through the deer park to the church and start at 2 p.m. They cost £12, including tea, coffee and cakes. A midday meal can also be booked. Hawley Hall was built in the late 14th century, just outside a ruined Norman castle. It was updated and added to in the 18th century. King Henry II once owned the house, and its current owner is a lord. It includes secret hiding places in the walls and two tunnels, which are now bricked up, and a three-acre garden. Tours start at both 11:30 and 2 p.m. and cost either £15 with a traditional lunch or £12 with tea. Groups are also welcome. 12th century Bedfield House is deep in the countryside and belonged to the church until the mid-15th century when the modern house was built. It was surrounded by a river or moat, and inside the building the painted surfaces and plastered ceilings have anti-witchcraft symbols. Five bridges connect the beautiful five-acre gardens. Tours take place at 10:30 and 2:30 and cost £13.50, which includes tea, coffee and cakes. Groups are welcome.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon. I'm going to tell you about the three tours we are currently organising to historic houses in southern England. Mystery surrounds the exact origins of South Elmham House, although it is known to date back to the 13th century when it was built by the bishops of Norwich, but was remodelled by several rich lords in the 16th century. It also contains some of the oldest wall paintings in the country, which suggests a very wealthy family once lived here. On the grounds there is also the ruins of a small Norman church. Tours include walking through the deer park to the church and start at 2 p.m. They cost £12, including tea, coffee and cakes. A midday meal can also be booked. Hawley Hall was built in the late 14th century, just outside a ruined Norman castle. It was updated and added to in the 18th century. King Henry II once owned the house, and its current owner is a lord. It includes secret hiding places in the walls and two tunnels, which are now bricked up, and a three-acre garden. Tours start at both 11:30 and 2 p.m. and cost either £15 with a traditional lunch or £12 with tea. Groups are also welcome. 12th century Bedfield House is deep in the countryside and belonged to the church until the mid-15th century when the modern house was built. It was surrounded by a river or moat, and inside the building the painted surfaces and plastered ceilings have anti-witchcraft symbols. Five bridges connect the beautiful five-acre gardens. Tours take place at 10:30 and 2:30 and cost £13.50, which includes tea, coffee and cakes. Groups are welcome.